Thank you. Thanks so much for allowing me to preach today. I'm glad you guys can make it through the snow this morning. When we first came to Buffalo, a lot of people made the joke that we brought some warmer weather with us, and I guess that kind of ran out, you know. But I'm really privileged to be able to speak to you all today. As I've sat on some meetings with those of you from the Chinese church and gotten to talk to you, I've been blessed to get to know you. I've been amazed at how gifted so many of you are. The first time I came to a meeting, someone beside me pointed out how many doctors and teachers and grad students there were around me, and I realized I was in the company of very gifted people. And as I talked to several of you, I saw a great humility and some great examples of godly characters as well. I hope God will meet with us today and minister to all of our hearts as His word is proclaimed. Now there's some things you have to know before I begin speaking. You have to know that I've only spoken using a translator once before, so if I stumble over my words, just please forgive me. You also need to know that preparing this message was tough for me. I felt called to speak about something that I've just recently walked through. I made some very tough and emotional decisions just this week because of it. So I could speak for hours about what this really has meant to me, but because I didn't want to keep you all until 9 o'clock tonight, I decided to actually make it very short and direct. There aren't many stories in the sermon, just the facts about what God has taught me and about what I think He is calling us all to. I think if you would bear with me, God could also speak to your heart as well. But before I begin, if you would just join me in praying and ask God to be in our midst today. Father, we thank you that you did not just create us and let us figure out our lives on our own. You provided us your Son, Jesus, to die for our sins, your Spirit to guide us, and your Word to teach us. As we examine your Word today, may you teach, may you touch each of our hearts with your truth and make us bold for you. Use me as simply a tool to convey your message.
Uh,
and all the praise will be given to you. Amen. The passage we will be looking at today from the Bible is Matthew 19, verses 16 to 22.
我们今天要查考的是《马太福音》第十九章第十六到二十二节。
It is the story of the rich young ruler, and I think it brings out some great questions for us to ask ourselves.
这一个章节讲的是有一个少年妇人的事情。
This is how it goes. Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?"
马太福音第十九章第十六节，有一个人来见耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？”
Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments."
耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。”
Which one is the man inquired?
他说什么诫命？
Jesus replied, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself."
耶稣说，就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。
All these I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack?
那少年人说，这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？
Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth.
那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
There are many lessons that can be drawn from this passage.
我们可以从这个章节里面学到很多的功课。
As I studied this passage, though, a specific question came to mind.
当我在查考这段话语的时候，有一个特别的问题在我脑子中闪过。
It was a question that I've been thinking about a lot lately.
这个问题其实在我脑子中已经想了很多了。
The question is this: What should you do if you feel like you are doing everything right in your faith, and yet you still don't have full peace?
这个问题就是，当你觉得你在你的信仰中什么事情都做对了，但是你心中仍没有平安，那你应该怎么做呢？
I think this is the question that haunts the rich young ruler in this passage.
我想呢，这个问题也是烦扰的这个少年人的问题。
Before we understand the question, though, we need to understand the man in the story.
我们来在我们明白这个问题之前呢，我们必须来再来看看这个少年人。
What do we find out about him from the passage?
这个少年人是怎么样的一个人呢？
First, he is rich and young, as his title in the story suggests.
就像这个章节的题目上讲的，这个年轻人是一个少年的妇人。
That tells us he must be a pretty ambitious person.
这个告诉我们他可能是一个很雄心勃勃的人。
Many also think he was a ruler in a synagogue or a great council.
有些人认为他可能是当时那个会所的一个领袖。
This would also lead us to the conclusion that he is ambitious and accomplished.
所以呢，我们可以得出结论，这个人呢是雄心勃勃，而且呢颇有成就的。
He seems to be the kind of person that decides what he wants, goes after it, and accomplishes it.
他看起来是这么样的一个人，就是他决定他要什么之后呢，他就去做，而且也成功了。
The second thing that we see is that he wants to do everything in the proper way.
他看到的第二点有关他的特性，就是他什么事情都想做得对。
In the same passage in Mark, he calls Jesus the good teacher, which is a sign of respect that very proper people would use.
在马可福音也同样讲到这个故事，那在里面呢，他是称里面讲到他称耶稣为良善的夫子， 这个当时这个是一个敬称啊，就是说比较有教养的，而且为事比较恰当的人都会用这种尊称。
Being proper would only seem right to him, and that is probably why he is asking the question he asked Jesus in the first place.
对他来说，做什么事情都应该是恰到好处，所以这就是为什么他问耶稣这个问题。
He wants to know the proper and right thing to do to inherit eternal life.
他想知道的是做什么样的事情要做的对，还有做的恰当，才能得到永生。
The final thing that we learn about this man is that he is doing all the right things, but he still doesn't feel peace.
最后呢，这个经节告诉我们的另外一点有关这个少年人的，就是说他什么事情都做对了，可是呢，他心中没有平安。
In verse 20, he tells Jesus that he has done all the commandments, and yet asks Jesus what he still lacks.
在第二十节里面，他问耶稣说，一切的诫命我都守了，我还缺少什么呢？
He knows there is something he still lacks that will bring him the peace of knowing his destiny.
他知道他还缺少一些东西，而且这个东西才能带他进入永生。
So this is what we know about the rich young man in the story, but how does Jesus respond?
这就是有关这个少年人的一些事。那当时耶稣怎么样回应？
Jesus challenges the rich young man in three ways.
耶稣以三个方面来挑战这个少年的妇人。
First, he challenges his sincerity.
首先呢，他挑战这个人的坦诚性。
Jesus says in verse 17, "Why do you ask me about what is good?"
在第十七节里面，耶稣问他说，你为什么以上事来问我呢？
There is only one who is good.
只有一位是善的。
The rich young ruler wants to do all the proper things, but Jesus questions whether he just wants to do good things or whether he wants to know the one who is good.
这个少年人试着想把一切事情都做对，但是耶稣在这里问他说，他是想做善事呢，还是想知道那一位是善的？
Does he sincerely want a relationship with God? Or does he just want to know that he will get to heaven?
他是真真实实的想跟神建立一个关系呢，或者呢，只是想进天堂而已。
Jesus challenges the rich young man to be sincere in his searching.
耶稣挑战这个少年人，在他的寻找中应该要坦诚。
He must be more sincere if he really wants to have a relationship with God.
他如果想跟神建立真正的关系的话，那他必须更坦诚。
The second thing that Jesus challenges the man on is dependence.
第二件耶稣挑战这个少年人的就是他对神的信靠。
From what the man says to Jesus, it is obvious that he thinks he needs to do something to be saved.
从这个少年人所说的，我们可以看到，他觉得是他要靠他的行为来得救。
In verse 20, he says he has done all the commandments and asks what else he needs to do.
在二十节里面，他说这一切诫命我都守了，我还缺少什么呢？
He believes that his faith is something that can be obtained through his actions.
他觉得他的信仰是通过他的行为来取到的。
Jesus, throughout the passage, leads the rich young ruler to the point of having to confront the reality that he can't save himself.
耶稣跟他一针见血地 指出来，他其实他不能靠他的行为来得救。
No matter how he tried to save himself, there's nothing he could do.
不管他怎么样想救自己，他都没有办法。
The truth is, only Jesus can save any of us.
真理，我们摆在我们面前的真理是，只有耶稣基督能够救我们。
And this is where the idea of dependence must be throughout our entire lives.
所以我们对神的信靠必须是在我们每一件事情上面。
Jesus challenges the man to lead a life of dependence.
所以呢，耶稣基督在这里跟这个少年人挑战，要他过一个信靠神的生活。
The final thing that Jesus challenges the man on is his obedience.
第三件 事情耶稣基督向这个少年人挑战的就是他的顺从。
Jesus asked him whether he is really willing to follow Jesus no matter what he is asked to do.
耶稣问他是不是不管怎么样都愿意跟从耶稣。
In verse 21, Jesus asked him to give up his wealth and follow him.
在二十一节中，耶稣基督叫这个少年妇人把所有的财产都变卖了，然后来跟随他。
Now Jesus doesn't call every person to give up all they have.
这里并不是说耶稣基督要所有的人都放弃他们的资产。
There's nothing inherently wrong with wealth, and we can't say that this is what Jesus calls everyone to do.
资产本身并没有什么过错，这也不是耶稣基督要每个人都做的，就是他并不要每个人都放弃自己的资产。
Jesus just knew that this is the dearest thing to the rich young ruler.
但是呢，耶稣基督知道这些资产是这个少年人最宝贵的，最宝贝的。
This wealth is what he had worked for. It's what had defined him, and it was something hard to give up.
这些资产，这个是这个少年人为之奋斗，而且也是少年人作为他的一个身份的标记。所以呢，对这个少年人来说，这是很难放弃这些财产的。
But Jesus challenged him in his obedience. Was he really willing to follow Jesus no matter what?
但是呢，耶稣基督在这里面跟这个少年人挑战这个少年人的顺从，所以他要看这个少年人是不是愿意放下所有跟随耶稣。
Now we have seen who this man is, and the three ways Jesus responded to him.
现在我们知道说，我们可以看出这个少年是怎么样的人，而且我们也看到了耶稣怎么样回应。
Now how does it apply to us?
那这个故事怎么样应用到我们的生活呢？
Do you remember the question I asked in the beginning?
你还记得我在刚刚开始的时候问的问题吗？
What should you do if you feel like you are doing everything right in your faith, and yet you still don't have full peace?
那就是说你觉得你在你的信仰中每件事都做对了，可是你心中都还没有平安，那你应该怎么做？
The rich young man asked this question, and the response from Jesus was to challenge his sincerity, his dependence, and his obedience.
这少年人问了这样的问题，那耶稣对他的回应就是挑战他的这个他的顺从，他的坦诚，他的顺从，还有他的依靠。
So maybe we need to ask ourselves these questions too.
可能我们也要问自己这个问题。
First, are we sincerely following after God?
第一，我们是不是真真实实的想跟随耶稣？
I know there are some times in my life when I feel like I am sincerely following after God and then realize that I am just doing it because it's the right thing to do.
在我的生活中有一些时候，我觉得我确确实实的是在跟随耶稣，但后来我才意识到我做的事只是觉得说这些事情是应该做的。
We need to be following after God, not just because it's the right thing to do, but because we love Him, and because He is worthy of our lives.
我们跟随耶稣不仅仅是说这个是应该做的事，而是因为我们爱神，我们爱耶稣，而且他值得我们去为他为生。
Second, are we depending on God every moment of the day?
第二，我们在我们的生活的每一件事情，我们是不是都依靠神？
I know there are moments in my life when I have decided that I could do it on my own and didn't need God's help.
有些时候我觉得我能够自己做，我不需要神的帮助。
The funny thing is that is the exact moment when things start to fall apart in my life. Because when we run our lives, things naturally fall apart.
但正是这个时候呢，我发现我就会失败了，因为当我们想主宰我们自己，抓住我们自己的人生的时候，往往就是我们失败的时候。
We need to depend on God every day to help us live a Christ-like life.
我们必须依靠神，帮助我们过一个像基督的生活。
Third, are we being fully obedient to God?
第三，我们是不是完完全全的顺服神？
Is there anything in your life that would be hard to let go of if God asked?
有什么事情在你的生活中，你觉得如果神叫你放弃，你很难做到？
This past month, And God asked me to give up a relationship that is very dear to me.
这个过去的一个月里面，神叫牧师放弃他一份他非常宝贵的一份情谊。
It took me a while to finally obey because it was so dear to me.
他挣扎了好久才顺服了神。
But I realized that until I obeyed, I would find no peace.
但是他意识到只有当他顺服神的时候，他心中才有平安。
God wants all of us, not just part of us.
神要我们的全部，而不是只是我们的一部分。
And we won't have peace until we give ourselves fully to Him.
如果我们不把自己完全的献给神的话，我们心中就没有平安。
A book I read recently perfectly describes the main thing that I think God is speaking to us today.
我最近读了一本书，这本书非常恰切地描述了我今天要讲的。The
book is a novel called In His Steps by Charles Sheldon.
这本书的书名叫在他的脚步里，作者是Charles Sheldon.
I was at a service when a pastor got up and preached a very emotional message using this book as a backdrop.
我当时在参加一个聚会，那有一个牧师站起来就讲了一段非常动感情的信息，他用了这本书作为背景。I
left the meeting very convicted, and I took the next weeks to read the book, and I understood why the pastor was so convicted.
我离开这个聚会的时候，心中感到蛮有负疚感的。 所以我在接下去的几个星期，我读了这本书，那时候我明白了为什么那个牧师也有同样的负疚感。In
the book, a pastor and his congregation become convicted that they are only partially devoted to Christ.
在这本书里面有描述了一个牧师，还有他的会众，觉得他们就是有负罪感，因为他们只是把他们的一部分给神，没有全部给神。
They thought they were doing everything right. But then they discovered a deeper life. They took a pledge together to ask the question, what would Jesus do for an entire year about every part of their life?
所以呢，他们在一起，就是起了誓，就是要在整个一年里面。 问他们自己说，如果是耶稣会怎么样做？如果耶稣在这个位置上的话，They
were tested for that entire year in their sincerity, dependence, and obedience.
在整整的一年中，他们的对神的坦诚、对神的依靠，还有对神的顺从，都受到了试炼。And
although it was difficult. And they had to sacrifice many things. God started to do a new work in their church, in their community, and throughout the entire country.
虽然那个对他们这一整年对他们来说是非常难的，但是呢，神祝福他们在他们之间动了工，而且也动在他们的周围的这个社会里面，社区还有整个国家里面动了工。
Today, maybe God is calling us to commit ourselves to that same question for this new year.
在这新年里面，我想也许神今天也同样的问我们这样的同样的问题。Maybe
we feel we have done everything right, and yet there is still something we are missing.
可能我们也是知道说我们每件事好像都做对了，但是还是有些事情我们没有做。I
believe that if everyone in our church starts to consistently live this fully committed life, we could affect this community, this city, and the entire world.
我相信如果我们每个人都能够把自己完全的献给神的话，那么我们的就能够在我们的社，我们这个教会、我们的社区，还有我们的城市，甚至我们的国家，做出一个很大的改变。
But we need to start committing every day to being sincere, dependent, and obedient.
但是呢，我们每一天的生活都应该是坦诚的对神，都应该依靠神，都应该顺服神。
And I am excited to see what God will do.
我真的很盼望我能够。
Now, if you're already living this fully committed life, I just encourage you to keep fighting the good fight.
如果你已经这样子做到的，你已经把自己全完全的献给神的话，那我鼓励你继续下去。
Don't settle for anything less than a fully committed life, no matter who or what comes across your path.
不管怎么样，什么事情发生，都要继续下去。
Now, if you feel like you have just been doing the right things in your faith, but you know there is something deeper, I encourage you to ask God to show you where you may not be fully surrendered to Him.
如果你觉得说你什么事情都做对了，但是呢，还是有一些事情欠缺，那我求神跟你显示你还欠缺还没有做的事情。
He is a gentle teacher, and will show you how to live this fully committed life.
他是一个良善的父子，所他会带领你。
If you're not sure whether you even have a true relationship with Christ and would like to know the peace that comes from a fully committed life to Christ, I just ask that you would talk to someone after the service and ask them how you could commit your life to Christ.
如果你还没有跟神建立一个关系的话，那我鼓励你在上位之后跟会众谈一谈，他们会跟你说怎样跟耶稣建立一个关系。
St. Augustine once said, Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee.
奥古斯丁曾经说过这样的话，神啊，你造了我们，我们的心只有在灵里面在灵里面才能找到安息。
God has made us to be fully committed to Him, and until we are, our hearts will always be restless.
神造我们是要我们完全的委身他，如果我们只有我们这样子做，我们才能找到安静。
If you have a restless spirit today, I just pray that you will take steps this week to fully commit every part of your life to Him.
如果你今天你的灵不安息的话，那我建议你把你的全身献给神。
We're now going to go into a time of communion, and I just pray that each of us would examine our hearts as we go into that time.
现在我们是我们要领圣餐的时候，那我请大家就是默祷思想。
May God show us how to fully commit our lives to Him in this new year.
愿神帮助我们，把我们的全身都献给他，在这新的一年里面。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you, Justin, for that wonderful message.
谢谢 Justin 牧师这美好的信息。
Thank God for His word today.
我们真的是感谢神带给我们这美好的话语。
I trust that message came very clear to everyone's heart.
我相信这个信息对我们每个人来说都是非常的明了的。
Once a month.Here at Eastern Hills, we sit together around the Lord's table.
每一个月，我们在这里面都会在神的圣桌前面。
And we participate in what is called the Lord's Supper.
我们这个来领圣餐。
The Lord's Supper, it's another word for communion.
神的圣餐。
Okay.That was short. Okay. I just want to share a couple of verses of scripture before we partake of these elements here.
在我们领圣餐之前，让我们一起来读圣经里面的一些经节。
Taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11.You take time to turn to that. 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23.
第二十三节。
And I will read verses 23 through 26 in English, and you just follow along with me with whatever translation you have. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament or the New Covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I was reading that from a different translation than you may have. Okay. I was reading that from the New King James Translation.
第二十章，在节到二十六节，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：‘这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。’”
If you know the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart today, you are invited to partake of the elements as we pass them today. If you do not know Jesus in your heart, or if this is all brand new to you, you may just want to observe as others partake of the elements. The ushers come forward. We'll ask if you hold on to the... There are two cups. Take one underneath the other, and take the two cups and hold them until everyone has it. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus, that you gave your body and shed your blood for us on the cross. We remember that event as we have these elements in our hands today. And you did it all for us. Help us to commit ourselves afresh and anew in this new year.
帮助我们啊，在这新的一年委身于你。
As we participate together today.
当我们一起领着圣餐的时候。
Let us take the element of the bread.
让我们一起喝这吃这饼。
And partake together.In the scripture that we just read, it says that Jesus also passed the cup to his disciples, representing the precious blood of the Savior. Shall we partake together of this symbol of that blood?Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 我们一起站立起来，我们一起来唱这首献上活祭，来作为回应。
We welcome you, and we look forward to having you with us many times in the future. 我们欢迎你，然后盼望你以后跟我们谈谈我们在一起。 谢谢你们，还有没有第一次来的？ 再让我们简单叫 Pastor Jones 介绍自己一下。 We also welcome Pastor Jones for you to just give us a brief introduction.
Yep, I, like I said, just moved here 3 months ago. I'm still getting used to the Buffalo area. It's a beautiful place. I love the snow. I'm waiting for that 6 foot storm though. I hear a couple of feet that could come. So, but I just love being here, and I love to get to meet you some of you today. And I hope I can continue to just get to meet some of you as we go forward.
We also ask that you fill out the friendship card, and the ushers are going to collect that afterwards. 要这个礼拜报告的事情不是很多，就是姐妹会跟礼拜五的团聚会电视口上一下，就是过了这个1月8号以后会resume，还有就是这个小组在1月9号。 6点半在这个Greenfield Theater，他们会有团聚。There are not too many items for announcement this morning. Also, just to remind everybody, there's a Friday fellowship, and the sisters' fellowship are going to be temporarily stopped for the time being. But the small group fellowship is going to have their regular meeting here in the Greenfield Theater on the 9th of January at 6:30 p.m. 还有就是。 我们教会准备了还有几份这个2010这个 calendar， 那你还没拿的话，请你自己等一下这个聚会完以后去拿，你需要每家人一份还是没有家庭一个人一份，那需要多一点的话，我们就是盼望你可以做一个 donation， 就是5块钱。 We also have the 2010 calendar ready for you in the back of the church if you're it's going to be one per family. If you don't have a family, it's one per individual. But if you need more, please make a donation of $2 to the church. 我们今天聚会都差不多到这边，20已经开始收friendship card。我们请worship team。